Blog Talk Radio.
I always feel like I need to wait until the music is almost gone, because otherwise Blog Talk Radio sort of flips out with all the audio playing at the same time with my voice and the music. But yeah, it's gone now, so everybody, you can come out now. Hi. this is Psychic Tapestry. I'm Ken Kessler, and she is Tony DeMeo. Hi, Tony.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Ken. So nice to be here tonight.
It's nice to have you here. It's nice to be here, too.
And
we're live. It's Monday, October 7th. If you can believe it's already the 7th of October. Wrapping up the first whole week of the month. Phone lines are open and filling up fast. 347-838-9003 is the number. I'll only mention this once this time. The chat room thingy on Blog Talk Radio is not working so well. So my apologies if you're in there and you're trying to connect with us and nobody's responding. It's because it's not working so well. So there are a couple other ways that you can connect with us, however, besides the phone. Social media, facebook.com/psychictapestry, at psychictapestry on Twitter. You can also go to our website, psychictapestry.com, and in the lower right, you'll see a little blue box that says send us a message, and you can connect that way as well. A phone is the best because you may have follow-up questions for us. We may have them for you, and the back and forth of that conversation is a lot easier on the phone than it is typing it all out in on Facebook or something. So that's how that goes. But we also know that you could be at work or you could be doing something that doesn't allow you to call in. Or maybe you just don't want to. Maybe you don't like the way your voice sounds. Maybe you want a little bit more privacy. Maybe it's something that we haven't even thought of. That's why those other reasons are available to you. If you're listening to this podcast later after it originally airs on Monday, October 7th, obviously you can't call in, but you can go to our website, again, at psychictapestry.com, and click on Get a Reading. And you will see information about Tony and about me and about all the folks who do shows with any sort of regularity, if there is such a thing, with Psychic Tapestry. And you can connect with everybody. You can book a private reading with Tony or with me and Tony, like you would get on the show, or with Donna Southard and Raphael, who will be along shortly. Who else is on there? Michelle Ambergy's on there. Crystal Olson is on there. She's going to be back again with us one of these days, isn't she?
Oh,
I know.
Yes,
she just moved.
Yes.
Yeah,
she's
she'll be back probably later this month.
And everything's ready. And
good.
When we're ready, she's ready. So.
Okay,
yeah.
Terrific.
Okay.
We'll iron out a date and we'll let you know. Who else am I missing? Somebody? Oh, gosh. My wife is on there.
Yeah, Lisa.
Lisa Kessler, paranormal romance author, amazing tarot and oracle card reader.
Yeah.
She's on there as well. So you can connect with any or all of those folks and find out more about them. Go to their websites, the ones that do have websites up and running, and or their Facebook pages or whatever they've got that you can connect with. You can arrange for a private reading. And the beauty of a private reading isn't just about the money. It's that it's private. So you can have a slice of time that's just devoted to you, no other callers coming in. What we do here are really, you know, quick mini readings, so you'd have more time to focus on you and whatever it is that's on your mind and on your heart. And so that's another option for you. I did mention that Donna Southard and Archangel Raphael are on the way. I see that she's holding there. And Donna, if you are listening, thank you for calling in. And I see you hanging on there, and we will grab your call in just a moment. I want to mention something that that I'm working on, and having Donna on tonight made me think about it again today, and I've been thinking about it quite a bit. But for those who have been listening for a while, been with us for a while, a couple of years ago, I did several interviews with people who channel archangels. And I just think that I think angels, I think the connection between humans and angels is so important. And I think that a lot of people don't get it, don't know how to connect to their own angels, don't know why they would want to. I think there's a lot of unnecessary mystery around it. So I had this idea of putting together a book with all these angel interviews. And what I did is, and I think Donna was the first one that I did this with. I had Donna on the show, and for most of the first hour, it was just I was going to say just the two of us, but really it was the three of us because Raphael was here. Mm-hmm. But what I did was I talked to Donna about how this all came to be, how she got connected with angels, how she was working with Raphael, how all that happened. And after she told me, you know, her story, and there were plenty of questions like, you know, didn't this freak you out that he's, you know, channeling through you and all that kind of stuff. After we got through all of that, then I interviewed Raphael. And it was just fascinating. And I did the same thing with a couple other folks. And my idea for it at first was I was going to get a ton of these interviews and do a whole bunch and be a big fat book. And I did three of them, and then it kind of feels like that's enough. And yeah. I feel like for people who are looking for, who are searching for something, who are looking for hope and healing, who want to know more, I think that's enough to be able to get you what you want to know, what you need to know. I think for people who aren't looking for that, who don't believe or who won't believe, I could have 3,000 interviews and it wouldn't make any difference. So I've got these three interviews, and the very interesting thing is that I was going to do a fourth one myself. I was going to try automatic writing, which I have hardly ever done. And I was going to interview Archangel Azrael. And I had the thing that I came across today was really interesting, because I opened up this document that I had started working on. And I haven't touched it since last December was the last time I even looked at it. And things got really hectic in my personal world, and it just sort of fell out of focus. But I was thinking about it today because we were going to have Donna and Raphael on, and I opened up this document, and what I had done is at the very end of the document, I had put out a bunch of questions that I was going to ask Raphael, and I had written this all up. You know, it's for the most part, it's transcripts. So there's Ken says, and whatever it was I said, and then whoever the guest or whoever the angel was, and their responses and the back and forth of that. So I had written up something sort of like that for Azrael, even though I hadn't done that interview yet. I wrote up a bunch of the questions that I had that came to mind that I thought people would want to know about talking to Archangel Azrael, who many know as the Angel of Death, the Angel of Transition, however you want to say it. But I thought that would be really interesting. So I had probably 20 questions or so that I had asked the other folks, the other angels that I interviewed. but I didn't have that list handy. So I did this, you know, like about a page and a half of questions for Azrael, and then I was just kind of put a hold on it and was going to wait till I was in the process of moving and all this other stuff, and I figured that I would find my list of questions, or I would just take them from the other interviews that I did. But I opened this document today, and I noticed that there were answers to all of the questions that I had put in there.
Oh, my goodness, I knew you were going to say that. That's amazing.
And I thought, well, now there's a pretty good sign that I should do this. So, that has been rekindled with a lot of energy, and I really want to get this done, and hopefully we'll have some news on it soon. This is not a money making scheme. I'm gonna get this up, and I don't know if I can make it free, but I'm gonna make it very cheap. I'm gonna probably put it in Kindle Unlimited, so if you have a Kindle, it is free. But I want to get it out there to help. I know that having Donna on this show, and I did not believe any of this when I had Donna on the first time. It just seemed too out there. And so I didn't believe, but I thought it was interesting, and I wanted to have her on so she could tell her story and we'd see what happened. And it is absolutely amazing. Donna and I I had her back several times, and we even for a while were doing a show on like every other Tuesday. And it was just amazing. And there's something, if you have listened before, you know, there's something very powerful when Donna and Raphael are on. There is a palpable energy that is absolutely just amazing. And I just thought, you know, anybody can tap into that. You don't have to. I mean, we're fortunate that we have Donna, and she comes on with fairly regularly. We're very fortunate to have that, but we only can take so many calls, especially when I talk so much.
No, it's great.
But we can only take so many calls, and everybody doesn't get a chance to be on the air with Donna and Raphael. And the thing is that, and Donna would be one of the first people to tell you, Raphael would be one of the first to tell you this too, that you don't need an intermediary. You can do it. You can do it. There doesn't have to be this big gap that we perceive that there is between humans and angels. They want to help us. They want to support us. They are always around. And that's why I wanted to write this and get it out there, because I think people who are open, who are ready for that message, will get it. And I'm hoping that it will help. And that's how that goes.
That's wonderful, so. Ken. That is beautiful.
Well, thank you.
I cannot wait to read this book.
Well, thank you.
You know, of course, I love this. Like you don't even, well, you know, because
yes.
This is what I do too. So I know how valuable it is, and I know how much people want to connect with angels and with their angels. Absolutely, very beautiful.
It's funny as I'm doing this, and for the most part, it's a transcript. I mean, it's not a legal transcript.
Right.
If you go back through the archives and you listen to the podcasts, which are all still up there. And then you read, one of the first things you'll notice is all the ums and ahs that I say, or that Donna says, or the other folks who did this, the other folks being Michelle Ambergy, who channeled Metatron, and Daniel Garcia, who channeled Archangel Jophiel. But I took those out of there, and I've resisted the urge to correct grammar or any of those kind of things. I mean, I will move things around if it doesn't quite make sense. I'll tweak it a little bit. It's not, like I said, this is not a legal transcript, but it's mostly word for word what was said. I take out people's names if they're not part of the show, for anybody who's telling their story and they talk about as this started and they knew so-and-so and they went to such-and-such. I take those names out because those people, I don't often know how to get in touch with them, and I don't want anybody to be connected with this if they don't want to be.
Yeah.
I take out place names. Donna had mentioned a daycare where she had worked, and that's fine, but I didn't want to put it in there without, you know, contacting the daycare and letting them know.
Right.
And if that daycare is still even around, and if it is, odds are the people who are there and running it now are not the same as when Donna was there. And mm-hmm. I just don't want to get into all of that. I don't want anything in this book to be able to be taken in a way that upsets somebody or draws any negativity to it.
That makes sense. So
I just take those things out, and it's pretty simple. I just take them out. So I don't want to hear that, you know, hey, she didn't exactly say that. She said such and such.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, but you know what I mean. And the point of it is the gist of the information that Donna's giving, that Michelle and Danielle are giving, that even that I'm giving, and that the archangels are giving us. That's the important thing. And
amazing.
The specific word choices I don't think are that important. And I'm probably obsessing over this more than is necessary, but I am a Virgo, and that's what we do. So
we do.
So anyway, that's in the hopper, and I'm working on it, and I'm hoping to be able to spend a lot of time on it over the coming weeks and be able to get it out and get it available to you. And I know the podcasts are available to you as well without buying the book or putting it in your Kindle. But I know that there's something kind of special about having it and being able to read it and mm-hmm. take your time with it and that kind of thing. So it's going to be available to anybody who wants to do that. And like I said, it's not a moneymaker. I don't want to take a bath in it, but I don't want to, this is not my retirement plan, or I'm not looking at buying a house in the Hamptons or anything. I just think it's valuable, and I'm going to do everything I can to make it as inexpensive as possible and as accessible as possible to anybody who wants it. So there.
Beautiful.
And
excellent.
And I feel like that's probably a good time to bring Donna on.
Oh, that'd be perfect. Let's do that.
Yeah. I will do that as long as this thing. Donna, are you there?
Donna?
I pushed the button.
Donna,
are you there?
Yoo-hoo.
Huh. Oh, she might have set the phone down and gone somewhere. Well, hopefully she will be back. The way this will work for... I'm going to go ahead and pop that back on hold while we're talking. The way this will work, hopefully, assuming that we do actually connect with Donna. I hope she got to hear some of the nice things I said about her. The way this will work is pretty much like one of our normal shows when you call in and you have a question or you're looking for a message. But Tony and Donna will be giving them to you because of the nature of it and the length of it. I don't want to add to the length and also do readings, so I'm going to kind of take a backseat for that part of it tonight and let Tony and Donna handle that. Tony and Donna and Raphael, I should say, and we'll see how that goes. So if you do have a question for Donna or for Raphael, or you're interested in getting a message, the phone number again is 347-838-9903. And hopefully Donna's back with us now. Donna, are you there? Donna?
You know what? I'm going to go on mute and I'm going to call her and see what happens. Okay. Let me do that. All right. I'll be back.
All right. I will pop that off. And Tony, if you're still listening, if you just send me a message when you're back and let me know, that'll be great. In the meantime, I can let you know, a couple other things that are coming up. By the way, I am going to I'm going to make a special page on the website with the Angel interviews that I was just talking about on there. So you don't have to wait for this book to come out. If you would like, you could listen to the podcast. The key difference of it will be that what's posted on our website, those podcasts, will be the complete show. So it's, 45 minutes to an hour of question and answers with the angel communicator and the angel channel, and with the archangel. And then it's roughly an hour of calls. So you're welcome to hang on there and be able to listen to those calls, which is really a neat thing also, because the way messages work, especially angelic messages, is that you could hear a message from somebody who was calling into this show 2 years ago, and it could click with you. And that's just how it works sometimes. If it clicks with you, if it resonates, then it is for you. So that's really kind of cool too. But you can also get a feel for how Raphael interacts with, or Jophiel or Megatron. You can get a feel for how they interact with listeners who are calling in. And the important thing about that is that you get a feel for what it would be like to connect with them yourself, to be able to talk to them yourself. And of course, the difference is you may not hear voice like you will tonight when Donna calls back in with Raphael. You may not hear that voice, but you'll know. You'll feel the presence and you'll get it. And it may not be an instant kind of thing when you decide to make these sort of connections yourself, but you just, it's like anything else. It's a muscle that you have to keep flexing. So you just work on it and you'll feel it. And you have to, one of the things I know Donna has said many times is you have to trust the process. And you trust and believe are really important words. So, but that's one of the things that you can do when you listen to these podcasts. And I'll try and get that posted up the next day or so that you can check out those old podcasts and you'll be able to listen to all of that before the book comes out. It'll just be at psychictapestry.com under its own page of angel interviews. And Tony is back, and I think Donna is here as well. Hi, Donna. Oh, it sounds like maybe she's not. She might be having some trouble connecting.
No, she's trying to call.
I've got her phone.
I told her to call again.
I've got her turned on here on the board, but she doesn't seem to be there.
It's a
Donna, are you there?
She can't hear you, and you couldn't hear her, she said, I guess.
Yeah, because I've got her on right now, and I'm going to break the connection, and hopefully she will call back again. If you want to go ahead and get in line on the phone, 347-838-9903 is the number. Apologize for the technical issues. That's one of the things that you will notice if you listen to any of the podcasts that Donna and Raphael have been on. Raphael brings a tremendous energy, and sometimes that doesn't quite get along with electronic stuff. So sometimes there are phone issues just because his energy is so great. And I don't know if that's what's going on tonight or if it's just a lousy cell phone, because sometimes that happens too. We've all been there. I think that might be it.
Yeah. Because she said she was on there the whole time. And when I spoke with her, she thought she was on the show.
Oh.
And I said, no, No, I just called you back. You know, I don't know. Poor
well,
thing.
I can
it's,
try.
It's a bad connection.
I have tried calling her. I've tried calling her before on the show.
Why don't
I
you try
give,
that?
I'm
going to
give that a whirl and see what happens.
Yeah.
If this standby for dial tone and button mashing, everybody ready? Here we go. There should be a ringing. There is a ringing.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 361.
She's probably holding.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh boy.
We're
all waiting for them too. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, Tony, do you want to take some calls while we're waiting? I don't have.
I will, but I know everybody wants Archangel Raphael,
yeah,
and then they get
that's
me.
That's the thing. I'm not sure what we should. I'm not sure what we should do.
We've got to do something though.
Well,
I'm
we could
wildly here, and I don't think
yeah,
she's looking at it.
No, we could vamp for a little bit longer and give her a shot. There's folks who have been hanging on patiently for a while, and I want to give them the chance. But no, she's still not coming in. I'm gonna try. Dialing her.
I guess we'll have to take. Okay, try dialing her again.
I'm going to try and dial her again. And we'll see if.
Come on, Raphael.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
Nope.
Oh, boy.
Well, we have a couple options.
Yeah.
One is. We could end the show right now and apologize to everybody and try and get Donna back next week.
No, let's not do that.
The other is that we could mush forward and I guess you could do readings. I don't have any music or anything set up because I wasn't doing readings tonight. So it would really just be you, and I would butt in occasionally because sometimes spirit comes through and is hitting me over the head and I have to say something, but... For the most part, it will be all you, Tony, unless Donna comes in.
Okay.
You okay with that?
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
And, you know, everybody's been listening, so they know we've been doing our best, all of us.
So if Donna is able to call back in and we can get her on, we'll do that. If not... We'll do our best to get her back on next week. I gave her such a big build-up, too. Maybe she's
Says now she's having trouble getting back on the line.
Yeah.
She's
all
trying.
Right.
I'll tell her to keep trying.
Okay. The number is 347-838-9903. And if you would like to, I don't want to make it sound like it's second best or anything, because Tony is a terrific reader herself.
I know, but I'm not. I don't have Archangel Raphael with me. So
I know,
it is kind of second best. It's okay.
But what Tony does, if you haven't heard Tony do readings before, Tony's guides talk to your guides. And she tells you what it is that you need to know. And, you know, what you're calling about may not be is probably what you want to know. But what you want to know and what you need to know are, unfortunately, are not always the same thing. And your guides will let her guides know that. And she'll let you know as well. She also uses cards kind of to validate what it is that
whatever I'm getting.
Yeah. So
there you go.
This is not, you know, this isn't chopped liver. I mean,
no.
You know, I don't want it to sound like, you know, well, Don and Raphael aren't here, so here's Tony. I don't want it to sound like that at all, because Tony was going to read for you anyway. We just don't have the added bonus of Donna right now, but behind the scenes, we'll keep working on that. But in the meantime, there's been some folks who have been hanging on patiently, and I'm going to go ahead and put them on and let them talk to you, and we'll see what happens. How's that?
Excellent. Let's go for it.
Oh. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Sherelle.
Hi, Shalil. Sherelle.
Where
Hi, are
you calling
how
from?
Are you both? Detroit,
good.
Michigan. How are you both?
Well,
we're hanging
good,
in there.
Sweetie.
Through
I hope
the technical
it's a nice
things.
Night for you. Yes. Sorry
okay.
about the technical difficulties. We'll have her back on though, and
yeah.
she may get
okay.
through at some point.
Yeah.
So, is there anything specific you'd like me to ask your guides and angels about, Sherelle?
Yes, I just want to know, where would I see Sam?
Sam?
Yes.
Okay. Is Sam on the other side?
Oh, no, it's just a friend, guys.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't know why I wondered if he was on the other side, but it just felt like he might be, but maybe not. Okay, so Sam is somebody you know. And you would like to see him again. Are you in communication with Sam, or it's someone that you run into every now and then? Or?
No, it's just a friends with benefits.
Oh, okay. So he hasn't been around lately?
No, not since July.
Oh, okay. All right. And he didn't indicate why that he was going to be going away? And you can't reach him by phone or text?
Oh, yeah, he's just stubborn.
He hasn't answered, though. Or you're not reaching out?
I've been reaching out. He's just being stubborn.
But there's still a message.
Or you could just give me messages from them, huh?
Okay. Well, I'm actually trying very hard to, you know, to connect with him. I can do that, honey. Just
okay.
All right. Yeah. I'm really trying to reach out to Sam right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, I think something happened in his life that was it was like an emotional blow. Did he have a relative or someone close to him who was ill?
Yeah, probably so, yeah.
He did, okay. So I think it's in regard to that person. He's now caught up in care or worry. I mean, something's going on with Sam, there's no doubt. I would not take this personally, and I'm sure he will catch up with you when he can. But he suffered some kind of an emotional blow that kind of knocked him off his feet. And he's just not, you know, he's just not in the right headspace for that. That's what they're telling me.
Okay.
But first card I pulled for you, it's a beautiful love card, and it's in the Guardian Angel deck.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is not a romance deck, but we got a romance card. And it says that the angels are coming to announce that a wonderful new emotional experience is coming into your life. I also feel like Sam may have fallen away because for whatever reason, I don't think you're going to have that committed love with him that you really want in your life. So they're saying that he's kind of on the back burner for you right now. And that someone new is coming.
Okay.
You're about to meet someone new who will make your heart flutter. Or when Sam comes back, there will be a reawakening. But love is all around you, and it's romantic love.
Okay.
And they're
Thank
also,
you.
Yes. They're also saying that as you meditate and get in touch with your higher power, with God, and also open to their guidance directly, they're going to help you to completely open your heart and prepare for this next love.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Can't wait.
They are working on that with you. They're also asking you to make a decision that you've been putting off. Do you have any big decision coming up that you haven't really...
Oh, yes, as far as moving, whether if I want to stay here or move to Arizona with my mom. Or then as far as getting in a car, too. So
okay.
Those are the two big decisions.
Yeah, these are all big decisions, and they're saying that if you really look within your heart, you're going to know which choice you should make. And they're saying you may be procrastinating so you don't upset someone else around you. Like maybe the idea of moving is going to be upsetting to people you'll leave behind.
Yeah.
And they're saying to ask heaven for guidance and make the choice that celebrates who you truly are. So that's
okay.
the big news for you. They definitely
want you
to do that. They also want you to realize, this is an action card, that this is a time in your life when you can do whatever you set your mind to.
Yes.
As long as your heart is fully open. You're being asked to do many things at once in your life, and a lot of the time you don't mind that, as long as you know you're making a difference and it's all for the good. They're saying that you are a loving, they're telling me this, intelligent, passionate, fun woman. And they're they're saying you're very good at handling difficult situations with grace. So they're just applauding you and telling you how wonderful they think you are.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I mean, that's what they're telling me. They're also saying that it's a good time also for you to declutter and maybe get rid of stuff you no longer need.
Yeah, that's what I was doing yesterday.
There you go. They're saying that's very good. They like that. Because that will help you to release anything, you know, in a way, really doing it in the physical helps you to do it in the emotional and in the mental. They're kind of on you know, they're saying that maybe Sam is not your best choice for what you want. So don't worry about him. He's okay though. He's going to be okay. It isn't that. It's just that. They want you to look for the new love. They want you to move forward. And whether that's going to be where you are now in Michigan or whether it's a great move for you to move with your mom in Arizona, you said. I mean, you'll decide which place. And the love will be in the place that resonates with your heart.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank
you. That was very helpful.
I'm so glad you called.
Me too.
And you
that
have
was very
a great
helpful.
Rest. I'm
you
glad.
Too.
Thank you. All right.
You're
you
welcome.
Have a rest of the evening to a
you
good
too.
Rest.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. 347-838-9903 is our number. Hi. Thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
It's Bear.
Hi, Bear. Where are you calling from?
I am in Tennessee.
Wow,
and how can
very cool.
how can Tony help you tonight?
I was just wanting to know, let's see, I've been moving a whole lot over the last however many years, and I don't have kids, I'm not married anymore, and I've been single for a while now, and of course, therein lies the question, as you probably get a lot. Do you see anybody on the horizon for me that will be more than just a fling or, you know, just dating? I'm really, you know, I'm wanting to see if anybody is coming around the corner that might be somewhat serious.
I'm definitely feeling that for you, Bear. I actually started to feel that the minute that you started speaking.
Really?
I saw you with a special lady and I thought, I don't think she's there yet. I didn't feel her in the room with you, but I felt there is a lovely, beautiful love coming for you, definitely. I'm going to get out the romance deck, and we're going to see what they're going to tell us for
Fantastic.
That.
Fantastic.
Yes.
You.
Very beautiful. You've been doing work on yourself. You've been mindfully thinking about this and preparing and working at opening your heart. And thinking back over your past relationships.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yes. that's what they're telling me. You've had this period of soul searching and deciding what you're going to... Go ahead.
I just spent the last year and a half in Alaska.
Wow.
Most beautiful state in the world. I've never lived in a more beautiful place in my entire life.
How exciting.
And that is where I was doing my soul searching. So you're right on.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I could feel it. They're telling me. And I wanted to ask your birthday, Bear.
It is, I'm a Taurus, so it's May 9th.
Yeah, I knew 76. That. I was going to say I knew you were a Taurus. So I can hear it in your voice. It's May what? May 9th?
May
you
the
say?
9th, yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, excellent.
76.
Okay, that's a beautiful birthday. It really is.
Really?
You have so much love to give, and you're very loyal when you're fully committed. To a woman, and you don't like to lie to her. You don't like to hurt people's feelings. I mean, you're not going to tell hard truths to people. You're going to, you know, you're going to make it diplomatic when you have to say something, but you wouldn't mislead
anyone. I sugarcoat a lot. Yeah, I sugarcoat a lot because I don't want to hurt people's feelings.
You don't want to hurt people's feelings. Yes.
Yeah.
But you don't want to out and out lie. You really don't.
No, you're right. You're right on that. And that
absolutely.
Has a lot to do with the way I was raised.
Oh, you were. You were well raised.
The wonderful, wonderful parents, and they raised me to treat people how you want to be treated. And as cliche as that sounds, it's definitely true.
Oh, it's everything. And you are such a gentleman. They're telling me that. You're going to be an amazing husband. For the right girl, definitely.
I hope so.
Her your queen.
An okay husband would be good enough for me. I don't know about amazing,
you know. No, you're
going
to be amazing. I can tell.
I have been, and a lot of it has had to do with trust issues and going back to getting hurt in a major way when I was, you know, way too young to be going head over heels
absolutely.
For somebody.
And
it messed me up.
You. Yes, it did.
Absolutely,
it says, in fact, the first card in this deck was all about the work you've been doing. It said you've been forgiving and learning. And as you release and heal from the past, you will experience more love in your present moments. There is somebody
wonderful.
That you've already met that might turn out to be special. Do you know which one that is?
Well, honestly, lately I have been, now that I've gotten, I've only been back to Tennessee for about 3 months, and didn't really feel that in Alaska. It was just not a part of my, it's not why I was there. I was there to clear, to get grounded and to clear, a lot of things that were going on. But
clear,
when I got home,
release,
I don't know. Let's see, it wouldn't be ex-wife. No, I don't really think about her much anymore. And she's happy. Let's see. I've met a lot of people since I've gotten home.
Well,
one
of them may turn into something. It's possibility. Because
I hope so. I certainly hope so, because it's been a while, and I've been patient, and I'm not getting any younger.
Right. But you've got a lot of. Vitality and strong life force. They're saying it's absolutely safe for you to open your heart and give and receive the highest energy of all, which is love. It is safe to love. This next woman in your life will be the romance of a lifetime, your true love. And someone is going to come back into your life. It could be from a past life, though, that you've known them in a past life. From the picture on the card, it sure looks like it would be a past life. They're saying that you're going to have the greatest passion of your life is coming up. It's going to be a real reward for all the hard work you've done, all the learning, and all the growing. So celebrate that for you, and just put yourself in places where you can meet people. You might want to try dating.
Sure.
The dating sites.
Dating sites, yeah. I thought about that actually yesterday afternoon. I thought about it for a little bit, and I'm definitely gonna get back out there, and because I wanted to be ready for myself. I had to be stronger as a person, personally, physically, mentally, everything, before I could even put forth any energy towards anyone else, and it'd be fair to them. So it's kind of kind of the way I've been looking at it is there's always going to be baggage. There's always going to be things that I carry around, and everybody does, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to let things that's happened in the past ruin what could be a very good thing in the future. And that's one thing that
very
I'm starting to realize.
True. And I'm so glad you said that, Bear. I'm sure all of our listeners, so many of our listeners needed to hear that. And we thank you for calling in. It was lovely.
Hey, thank you for, it was great talking to you, and thank you for taking my call. I'm going to listen to the rest of the show.
Thank you, sweetie. And
thanks.
Call back and let us know how it's going.
I definitely will. You all have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Thanks. You
Bye-bye.
Too. Okay.
Do you see Donna there?
Inside baseball. Tony sent me a message during that call that Donna was calling in on this different phone number. However, I'm showing two calls on the board right now, one from the new phone number you gave me and one from the phone number before that we were expecting her to call in.
Yeah, I think that is stuck there. New one.
We should try the new one. All right, let's see what happens.
The 8170.
Hi, Donna. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I am.
Oh,
hey,
my
hello.
Gosh. Yay.
Yay.
Thank goodness.
Okay. Now we're cooking with gas.
I'm so sorry. Just a lot
That's
of
okay.
It's not your fault, Donna. You were
wonderful.
There all along. We just couldn't
get
it.
Yes. I've been listening to you. And to the wonderful man that was on there, hi, Ken. And I'm so sorry about all of this.
Oh, you have nothing to apologize for. We're just fine. And, Donna, if it's okay with you, I want to go ahead and get back to the phones because I know people were calling looking to talk to you and Raphael. And I gave you a big setup in the beginning. I hope you got to hear all the wonderful things I said about you. Because I said a lot
wonderful.
Of wonderful things.
Thank you, Chan. That was just fabulous.
You are very welcome. And I meant it all. And I'm so happy that you're here. This is such a great gift to be able to give everybody. So 347-838-9903 is the number. And let's get to some calls here. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Your brandy soap on your sponge
head. Hi, if you're calling from area code 267, this is you.
And I love all the warm. Hello?
There you are. Hi, what's your first name?
Hi. Hi, this is Dee. I didn't know that I pushed one. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Did you just want to listen or did you want to ask Donna a question?
Yeah, I'll just listen. I got a reading last week.
Okay, that's fine. 347-838-9903. Is the number, hopefully, because everybody else has dropped off. So hopefully they will be
here.
Back. It is always a pleasure to hear your voice, Raphael.
Thank you.
I think Bear is still there listening. He could talk to Donna.
Yes, that would be perfect.
I think we do
not
have
a problem.
I do think we have another call though. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
This is Dee again. Since you said everybody dropped off.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Hi, hello.
I'm sorry. Dee, did you want to ask Donna a question?
Okay. Sure. Hi, Donna. Hi. Hi, Tony.
Hello, sweetie.
Hi,
hello.
Hello. We're very glad to have you with us.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to get a reading.
Yeah.
We're happy to be able to give you a reading, even though it's been very confusing tonight.
Yeah, and also when I was trying to listen to it on my phone, it was cutting off. It kept cutting off and cutting back on, and maybe Blog Talk is just having issues today.
Oh, you mean all of us? It was doing that.
It would not be the first time.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. That is so true. You know, especially with the energy coming in.
Yes. That's the big thing tonight. Blog Talk Radio does have some issues once in a while, but they get it right more often than they get it wrong.
Yes, they're an easy target,
and it's fun to poke at them when things go wrong. But they, for the most part, they do a wonderful job. But whenever Raphael is with us, the energy is overwhelming, and sometimes it does tweak the electronics. But anyway, back to your question, Dee.
Okay. My question is, I had connected with someone from my past, and I was just wondering, is anything going to come out of it, or should I just give up?
No, do not give up. You give it to God and to us, you know, the angels here. And no, falling in love is very important.
In fact, it's showing up as a night of water with my angel tarot cards tonight, that this is a romantic relationship. You just have to have faith and know that there's a good chance that you're going to have
an invitation to a social event.
Okay.
That's the first card that's showing up. It's romance, love. So, yes,
this is in the cards. And it's very important to know that you are deeply loved. And we know this is a wonderful way to begin a new beginning. And we just ask that you ask for guidance from your own angels or even from me as to how to help you in this area. It's a beautiful chance. Like a beginning of a new love, romance is definitely in the cards for you.
Yes.
Okay.
You're pretty sad about this.
Yeah, because it's not like it was before.
No, and you know, that's the way most relationships are. What has not been worked out, the issues will come up again to be worked out. Now you can work with the angels to help make it a precious, beautiful relationship. You're having problems with communicating. And that we ask that let us speak for you, through you. It doesn't mean your voice has to change.
Okay. Okay.
I'm having a little problem with the little noise in the background where I hear a lady talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my TV.
No, but I know. I want to make sure that I'm able to communicate with you as well as
Raphael. He doesn't have a problem with filtering through John, and you know it's very different. And the thing is that things are looking up. You know, what has not been worked out will come up again. But with us, we can give you the guidance as to what to say to bring about a total healing. And this is from an ancient relationship you've had before. Knowing that placed under God and the angels, it will turn into what we call a holy relationship. And that's the most important relationship you have, is with God and the angels. And that's the most important thing. But we want your relationships on earth to be healed according to the great teacher. So know that you're blessed and you have a chance of having a win-win situation. And then, like we tell other people, do not argue with the other person, but be totally loving and compassionate, and you will have a beautiful relationship, we promise you. Forgive yourself for any mistakes that might occur, for the time of sorrow can end. And that's the most important thing to know. And people come back into your life so that you can have happiness and joy.
Yeah, so that sounds like a good idea, you know, to listen to your own intuition from your angels.
And we want you to meditate. That's the most important thing, is being able to meditate and take deep breaths. We want 20 deep breaths each day and 20 deep breaths before you go to bed at night so that you can gather your resources.
Yes, so it's like I see you traveling. There will be a good chance of traveling.
And you're going to have some challenging times, but there's always an answer. Relationships work out over a period of time. So being loving, compassionate, and choosing to let the other person believe what they wish without arguing can result in the happiest relationship you could ever imagine on earth. But it has to be placed under God and the angels for it to be healed. We are mediators between God and you, and He knows the whole story about your past, present, and future. So we want you to believe that it will succeed. Negative thoughts can change the outcome. So we want you to think very positive and let go of any of the past things that hurt you in the past. It's very important for your relationship to become a soulmate relationship. So things are looking up. Be positive. Be honest and do it in a way that comes across as love and support. Those are the best relationships. As you give, you will receive. That is guaranteed.
That sounds like the perfect solution. My voice is a little bit strained, but it's okay.
I'm sorry.
Most important thing.
It's not a problem because I can always talk. I have no problem with communicating. And it helps to have a good sense of humor. So we suggest that you bring a lot of humor into your life. If you expect the worst, then it will be a prophecy that you will fulfill. If you expect the best, then you will have joy and peace and happiness. It's according to what you think and what you say and believe. But you have a beautiful chance of having a beautiful relationship with a new home, spiritual growth, joy, and blessings. Do you have any questions?
No. I am going to start meditating again, and I'm going to try to be more positive because I could feel myself getting depressed again. But I don't want to go there.
Write down what you want every day. Like starting out with, I am going to have this kind of day. I want to have a peaceful, joyful, happy day. And then write down what you would like to happen in your day for that to occur. It's like testing your faith. If you believe you can move a mountain, you can. Of course, relationships are a little stickier. The important thing is not to become codependent, but to be able to communicate in a loving way. And that's where confidence comes in. So we want you to work on confidence in yourself and in your beloved. So make beautiful thoughts because you can have so much happiness in your life.
Okay. Thank you. That sounds wonderful to me.
It
yes.
does to me, too.
We love you, and we bless you with all kinds of joy, peace, and happiness so that you can have it all the time. There's always ups and downs. The important thing is not to accuse other people or accuse yourself, but to be gentle with yourself and with him.
Okay.
Wow.
Blessings and love.
Yes, thank you.
And Dee, I have something to add. It's Tony now. I agree totally with everything that Donna and Archangel Raphael said. The cards that I pulled also indicate the same thing. They're saying to make the effort with this man because the great love is worth taking the steps that you are guided to take. They're saying that your romantic feelings have been stirred again. And this is a chance, even though this is a person from your past, and there's cards that indicate that too, this would be a new love, a starting over, a brand new love. Saying that divine timing is at work in your relationship, so let go of the control issues and allow it to unfold. Let's see, what else do we have? I guess that's basically what I've got on that. I wanted to ask you, has he been, have the conversations been good, but you're saying it's not quite the same? It can't be the same because you're different people. But do you feel like he also wants to try?
I don't know. He contacted me, kind of.
See?
Yeah, he contacted
you.
Me.
Yes.
I knew. Yes. Go ahead. Go ahead, Raphael.
No, we said that means he's interested in you.
Yeah.
He wants that. He has not forgotten you because he loves you very much.
Just has a funny way of showing it.
Yeah. When is his birthday, Dee?
It's in December. That's all that I know. Sorry. I think he's
the beginning or the end or the middle?
The beginning.
Okay. Well, he's a fire sign, so he can be fun and charming and upbeat, I think. Do you see that in him at all?
Yes, he's a very funny person.
Okay. And your birthday again, honey? I know we've talked to you a lot, but your birthday, just to remind me. What is it?
2/13.
2/13?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good. Sag and Aquarius are wonderful together. Yeah. And, you know, he's very open. And he's very talkative, and I don't think he can tell a lie. Well, he'll get caught if he tries to lie. So I think you can just talk to him about it. Did you ask him why he suddenly popped up after the time that's passed?
No, but that's a good question. I guess I could answer.
Yeah. You could say, now where is he in relation to you? You're in Pennsylvania, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and where is he?
He's in Pennsylvania, too.
Oh, good. So you haven't gotten together yet, then, I take it.
No, not really, no. No, we haven't gotten together. No.
Okay.
No. We just
are you wary of this because of what happened in the past?
Yeah. Pretty much.
I thought that was it. So, do you think he's changed enough so that this could work out?
I don't know. We haven't spoken much.
Well, it's significant that he did reach out again, and he definitely never forgot you, and Archangel Raphael feels real love there. I feel the potential for a great new love. So usually if a man calls you, it means he's ready now. He may not have been before, even though he may have thought he was, but he wasn't.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I would go see him and find out. Ask him. I'd be asking him a million questions about how he's been and what he's doing. And is he working?
Yeah, he's working. He's still working.
Oh, good. All right. Well, it sounds good to me. I would give it a chance.
All right.
Especially since Donna and Archangel Raphael said too. Also, so we all got that same thing together independently. So I would say that. But anyway, honey, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Is there anything else we can help you with? Thank you.
I wanna butt in here for a sec before you go, Dee.
Okay.
A couple things. First, it's not fair, but guys are, for the most part, not really good about expressing and sharing their feelings. I don't know why that is, but it's true. So sort of keep that in mind. It's not an excuse. That should not excuse bad behavior, but that's just how most guys are wired. But the other thing is that you're a human being, and because of that, you're not perfect, so you got to cut yourself some slack now and then. You know, you had Raphael mentioned about the importance of meditation, and it is important, and I know you said you're going to try and start doing that again, but it's okay if you can't do it every day. Don't feel like you've blown it or you're a failure or anything. Every day is a chance to try again. So if you meditate at night and it gets late and you're really tired, it's okay for you to go to sleep. Your guides and your angels want you to rest and take care of yourself. So that's okay. So just remember that you're doing the best you can, and that's okay. And, you know, be your number one cheerleader, because you rock and you deserve great things. And if nobody else is going to tell you that right now, you need to tell you that. You need to tell you that all the time anyway. But just remember that you're important and you matter. And every day is a chance to start again. And it doesn't even have to be every day first thing in the morning. It can be, you know, at whatever time it is right now. You know, it's 20 to 10 out here on the West Coast, but whatever time it is where you are, that can be the time to start again, anytime you want. That's a gift, not from me. That's from the universe. Okay?
Okay. Thank
you. All right, hang in there.
Thank
you're welcome.
Everyone.
Yeah. Thank you, Ken. That's very important. And you know, for things to change, people have to realize everybody... you know, they're able to pick up your thoughts. That's the reason we have to be careful and let people know that you've got to be careful what you think, because that thought will go to that person. He's afraid, so there's fear between you. So you've got to remember the good things and don't dwell on the past. That is so true in relationships. Because men don't always express love. You're so correct about that, Ken, and we really appreciate you bringing that in. It's important that you're part of this conversation.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to...
Sure.
Go ahead, Dee.
I was just going to say, it's good to get to know people first, we don't really know each other like that. So we just have to get to know each other again.
Yeah.
Don't put a whole lot of pressure on it, because that's the last thing either of you need. And don't, easy for me to say this, I know, but don't obsess about it. And don't make yourself crazy about it. It's a good thing, and you have time so you can get to know each other and you can do some fun things and just see what happens. and enjoy yourself.
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening to me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you. We love you.
And thanks for letting us drag you on, because I know you were just going to listen. But I'm sure there was a reason.
Thank you.
And I'm going to pop you back on hold so everybody will stop bothering you now. Thanks, Dee.
Thank you, Dee.
347-838-9903 is our number. Tony, you had mentioned that Bear is still listening. Let me see if... Hi, Bear. Did you have a question for Don and Raphael?
Hey, guys. Sure. And thank you for letting me come back on just for a half a second. It'd be nice to ask a question to them as well. I'll try to switch it up a little bit as opposed to the first question from earlier, because there was something else I was wondering. As far as gifts that I have found out that I have, mainly due to, it's going to sound a little strange, but I had a pretty bad head injury in the service and in the Army, and ever since then I've been a little bit more empathic. I've been able to see auras around people a lot of times. I've been able to read people a lot closer and with a lot more accuracy than I ever did before. There's just a lot of different things, contacts, having contact with people that are no longer around, in different ways, shapes and forms, some things like that. So I'm wondering, is that something that I should dabble into? I mean, is that something that I should take seriously and maybe try to work on, or should I just maybe have fun with it and leave it alone and just kind of just leave it be for right now?
No. I'm so happy to talk to you. Everyone has spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts are to be used on behalf of mankind, because things have worsened in the world, as we said, to an alarming degree. So you are a teacher, and the teachers share their gifts with others. And that's very important. So it could be through doing healing energy, and learning to listen for guidance as to what to say and do to help the other person.
Okay.
And if you place it under us, it will be what the other person really needs to hear. So we're just saying, please, trust in your abilities. You're a child of God, but that means you have the same gifts that the Father, the Christ consciousness, which is be all that is. You're the children of God, so you inherit from your Father all these gifts on the behalf of helping each other. It's a karmic path on earth, and so we need people to be willing to trust in the gifts that they have to help others.
Whether
it's through healing, angel reading, through writing. In fact, we feel you would be very good at being able to express yourself. You're writing. You have a lot of counselor in you. You have a way of communicating that comes across in a beautiful way. Strong and confident. That's very important.
Yeah,
I
that sounds
it.
Wonderful to me. It sounds great to me. Coming back.
Well, you know what? You hit right on. I do have a tendency, though, to be I guess I should say this in an agreement to what you said. I have a tendency to be a little bit more doubtful when it comes to abilities and gifts and things that I've been given.
I doubt them a lot. I don't have a whole lot of confidence in them quite yet, and I guess that would just come with practice and time.
Yes.
Yes, and you know something you can do. You can have some friends just to try it with. You know, it's sort of like practice. Like, you know,
kind of like a beta test,
yes,
or something. Yeah. Gotcha.
You learn to have confidence, and then write. You can write down whatever thoughts come to you, and
right,
that can come through art, books, whatever. So practice with people. But
yeah,
do it with a divine purpose that you're here to help.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Trust.
Absolutely.
Trust.
Being able to say, to ask, and then and your voice may not come through like mine does. But I'm representing something about emotional healing on earth. There needs to be more love and compassion. And men need to develop that in them as well. And you would be a wonderful catalyst for helping to bring that about. Learning to relate and have workshops, but also be motivational.
Oh, that would be awesome. That's things that I've thought about, and I've thought about, you know, that I would enjoy. Obviously, I would enjoy doing, you know, things like that. But I just never, I haven't gotten to the point of, you know, getting my confidence to the level of going that far with it. But I think from what you've told me, and from what, you know, some other people have said around the same thing, and I know I'm kind of. That makes it seem like I'm reaching out for some type of self, trying to get the same answer over and over from different people. But the reason why I asked, a few other shows the same question is because I did want to get, you know, I wanted to get a general consensus of what I should do. And, you know, you all are saying the same thing. And so that's telling me something right there, you know,
yes,
that I need to go for it. So
trust. And see, that's it. It's learning to have confidence to allow it to happen naturally.
Right.
And this can be at the very superficial level of just meeting somebody in the elevator. Communication is the most important thing there is, whether it's a smile or just saying hello. The pupils will be sent to you on different levels. You know, sometimes it's just saying hello, but that's like, those are miracles. When you're able to smile and love people that are very difficult too as well.
Right, right. You never know when, and I have, you know, this popped into my head when you were saying that just now, the fact that you never know that one person that might be thinking to themselves, okay, if I don't have one person smile at me today, I'm going to go jump off a bridge. I mean, I know that sounds kind of out there. That sounds a little bit extreme, but it very well could happen. I mean, the smallest gesture can bring about, you know, change in someone's day to where it could just change their day, that equals changing their week, that equals changing so on and so on and so on, right? So
yes.
I don't know. I feel like I need to be using these gifts to help people as well. And I've been trying to get back on Blog Talk and trying to do, you know, set up to where I'm kind of doing, following in you all's, in your footsteps as far as doing a show. And I don't, you know, I'm having a hard time getting something going, you know. I'm having a hard time getting it going, you know. So, it's almost like I need a little kickoff or something. I don't know, but I'll figure that one out. But I'm going to continue listening to you all for sure.
But meditate.
Oh, so
if you meditate and then listen to any inspiring thoughts that come to you after meditating, we want you to practice meditating in the morning.
Okay.
And then you can even sit down with paper and pen, if that works, and you can write where you can but to listen to the inspirational thoughts, asking what kind of a day do I want to have, what do I want to happen, you know, and you will, the people will be sent to you whom you are supposed to meet. And then, you know, whether it's work, if it's at the store, the thing is to become more aware of everyone around you that that is being sent to you in some way or another. That's the most important.
And it's, and it's 9 times out of 10 not going to be something that will be even feel forced. If it's supposed to happen, it's not something that's going to take – not that it wouldn't take effort. Of course, it's going to take effort, but it's not going to be, it's not going to feel like something that has just, you know, where you're overdoing it, trying to make something work that's not supposed to. So is that along the, is that about the, is that, it's kind of, is that kind of on the level there?
The level, yes. And you're all connected from past lives. Everyone you have met before. So just get, if you can only give a smile, that's fine. But sometimes you may be prompted to give somebody a compliment, and you go with what you're feeling at that moment, learning to trust in that guidance that you're being given. It could be at a restaurant, and you're told to tell the waitress, hey, you're looking really nice today, because she might be feeling not confident of how she's looking that particular day. So it could be on the just even a superficial level, as that might appear to some people.
Right.
And then you're going to be, yes.
And that happened to somebody. I know that that happened. He was urged to tell a woman. If he didn't want to, he kept resisting. But he kept hearing that voice in his head tell him, tell her she looks beautiful in that beautiful dress. And that is exactly what she needed to hear.
And that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yes.
See that, you know, that's awesome. That is what I like to do. And I like to see the person smile. I like to see the person's reaction when you realize, and you don't do it for self-gratification really though.
No.
But at the same time, there is a certain satisfaction that comes from that. Knowing after the fact that you kind of made their day, or you said something right that they needed to hear, like you all have just said, you know. So
exactly.
I need to do that more often. Now that I'm starting to be able to work a little bit, and I'm not, you know, after the injury and everything that I had that caused a lot of health issues, the last 2 or 3 years it's been getting a lot better, and I'm finally being able to work. So I'm working in a restaurant business and at a Chick-fil-A here in Chattanooga in Tennessee. And there are a lot of really, really nice people that work with me that are my age, a little bit older, a lot younger, a little bit younger, you know, it just varies. You know, even for some of the kids, these kids that are still in high school or just out of high school, me making a little small comment like that to somebody a lot younger than me, that, you know, that would probably, that might make a big difference in just the fact that I'm a little bit older and they may have a little bit of respect for me or something, and might really, you know, might really need to hear what I said or what compliment I made or whatever the case might be. So it could go for anybody, I guess, right?
Sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Because you're right about that. That is so true. It's not an accidental meeting. And when you're reaching out and taking the time to listen to somebody sometimes, although it can get pretty rushed when you're working with your customers in restaurants, but it's learning to teach your staff that as well in the Chick-fil-A type of situation. And by the way, that's very beautiful. Because that's your classroom to practice in, especially in the work environment. So that's a good thing to do that. So we're really happy that you're able to realize that. And
something else I'm going to interject is that my brain was damaged heavily when I was a child. And it doesn't matter. And that's what we don't want to dwell on, whatever we had, you know, happened to our head. Because it doesn't matter. You know, because I've been able to work in school system, and I've done all kinds of things in my life. So I've,
Right.
But I was told that I would have a speaker, and that's exactly
what I am.
And when
I come, I learn to laugh, feel joy, and know that you're loved very much, and you're an archangel that's been sent to help others. And to help you.
Well, I definitely hope that's the case. And as for me, I would love to be able to help other people as much as I possibly can. You know. You know, and it, you know, kind of goes back to the whole not really for anything that I've said or done. You know, it's geared more for saying it towards someone else to help someone else's day, like you all have mentioned. You know,
that's very important.
Yes. And I appreciate everything you all have said, you know, and everything is kind of fallen in line with, you know, what I was wanting to kind of put out there, and what all you all have already talked about with other people before me, and all of that good stuff. I think tonight on you all's on the show, everything's lining up where I think the people that were supposed to be here and hear what everyone had to say is here. You know,
that's so sweet. You're so smart and wise.
Aww.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you all saw me right now, you would know that I was embarrassed. You would see my face being about as red as a beet right now.
Please,
yeah, my face.
Tell us
I know
about
it.
Your show when you get it going, so we can.
Yes,
all
I will.
Yeah,
I absolutely will.
I need to jump in here because we're running out of time, and Blog Talk Radio is going to cut us off whether we're ready or not. Bear, I do want to mention real quickly though. That, you know, I have no doubt that your call didn't help some other folks who are listening tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, people who were listening tonight who didn't call in or couldn't call in, and people who are going to listen to this later will hear what you had to say, and it'll make a difference to them. So I'm
that's
very
awesome.
Grateful that you hung in there with us and that you came on.
Absolutely.
But,
we love you too. We want you to know that.
Oh, I
love
you guys. Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
thank
you so much for talking with us and hanging out with us tonight. We really do appreciate it. Thanks to everybody actually who called in. And apologies to those who were. Well, thank you, Donna.
And sweetheart.
Thanks to everybody who hung in there with us, and apologies to those who couldn't hang in there through all the technical issues that we had earlier getting Donna and Raphael back on, but we will have them back again in a few weeks. I don't know the date yet, but we'll work that out, and we'll have them back with us, and hopefully everything will be smooth sailing that time, and you'll be able to get through and talk to them. But we really appreciate you. Thanks so much for listening. Tony, as always, thanks for giving up your Monday night.
Thank
Donna
you,
and Raphael,
yes.
Thank you too.
Thank you.
Thanks everybody for calling in and for listening. We're really grateful for you, and we really appreciate it. And we'll be back next Monday night. Tony and I will anyway.
Yes.
I know
Donna
that.
We'll be back soon.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we can work it out.
Yeah.
Yay.
Thanks.
Love
have
you
a great.
All.
Have a
thank
great
you
week.
So much.
Bye-bye. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.